It's truly our joy today to begin another week of broadcasting the gospel of our wonderful Savior right straight from the very precious Word of God. Today I want you to turn, if you will, with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now, we covered a few of these verses last week, but I want to reread a couple of them and just to refresh your memory now exactly where we are in the study and in the preaching from the book of 1 Peter. Of course, most everyone is familiar with the Apostle Peter, and you know many of the things that he did. Now, this is a letter that he wrote, and he wrote it to all of the born-again children of God. We've talked about that. He begins the message here talking about the elect in the foreknowledge of God, but all of us have been elected to become a child of God. Now, in that election, and I don't have time to go into that again, but in that election, it's according to the foreknowledge of God. And you say, I don't understand that. Well, I'm sure I don't either. But I know also that the Bible says that it's up to me whether or not I trust Him as my Savior. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. So I become a son of God then by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the theme of the book, of course, is this matter of suffering, and primarily it's the matter of suffering for Jesus' sake, not physical suffering in the sense of disease or deterioration of the body, but it is the spiritual suffering that we received by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and stepping out from the world as well as from the religious crowd and claiming to be born of the Spirit and to know Jesus Christ personally as Lord and Savior. Now, he says, he gives instructions as to what to do and the attitude that we ought to have toward the persecution. In chapter 2, he begins to give us some instructions as to how we as children of God ought to be living. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Now, those words cover a great multitude of sins. And I'll not have time to go into those again, but each one of those can ruin a life. Malice will ruin you. Guile will ruin you. Hypocrisies will eventually catch up with you. And envies will just cause a bitter spirit in your heart that you will never get rid of, and it will destroy you. Even physically, bitterness will become a destroyer of the flesh. And all evil speakings, we are to be careful how we use the mouth, speech that God has given us. Since we have been born again, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and we should definitely speak a different language than we spoke before. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word. Now, that's a command. Very definitely, he says, because you are a newborn baby, because you have just been saved, you should be desiring the sincere milk of the Word. Now, you'll remember the Apostle Paul had said that he had to feed some of the Christians milk because they were carnal and they were not able to go on from milk to meat. Now, a baby does not always live on milk. A baby very soon, and nowadays even sooner than years gone by, they move the baby from milk, that is completely, to solid food. So you are a newborn babe in Christ. If you have just been saved, don't try to understand all of the major doctrines and all of the controversial passages of the Word of God. Just go ahead and read it and believe what you read, and whether you understand it or not, you know it's true, so you just believe it and go on, and eventually, somewhere down the line, you will move up to meet and you'll be able to understand more and more of the Bible. but you will never be able to understand all of the Bible because it is the living, eternal Word of God. And when we get to heaven, it is forever settled there, and I think heaven will be a place where we will be continually learning from the Word of God, and there'll never be an end to the things that we can learn. He says, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So Christians ought to be growing. They ought to be moving up from babies to larger babies and then to children and then right on up into young manhood and into adult manhood. You should be moving forward, growing. Why is it that we have so many babies in our churches? We have babies in our churches today that has been saved for 40 years and they still can't take anything but just the milk. But if you'll keep drinking the milk until you can get a little solid food and keep reading the Word and keep believing it. Now that's the main thing, is that you believe what you read, whether you understand it or not, you believe it. Now, if so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, you did that in salvation. When you first got saved, you tasted that the Lord was gracious, that your taste changed. Your taste buds, I might say, in a spiritual sense, came alive. Prior to the time that you were born again, the things of the Lord did not mean very much to you. They were not so palatable to you. In fact, they were a little irritable to you at times. But then you trusted the Lord, and your taste buds changed. Your spiritual taste buds changed, and now you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now you have begun to realize what real value and real food is. To whom coming? Now that's you have come to Jesus. To whom you coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So you have come now to Christ, the living stone. In other words, you are now on a solid foundation. You have now passed from death to life. You have now passed from the things of the world to the foundation upon which we are built, which we'll see here in these next verses, is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But he said, you have come to him as a living stone. Now, this is not a dead religion that we have. It is a living, vibrant, vital life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us, and we'll take up right there on the program tomorrow.